the Milwaukee Night Market hitting the streets right here in the heart of the state of Wisconsin, downtown Milwaukee, Westtown, one of the legacy vendors. Wow. Fred, I think you were you at the very first night market?
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Fred, I am great. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm loving this morning. It's another good day to be alive, man. So, yeah, I was there at the very, very first one, and I think I've only missed a few, like, on one hand. It's the one I look forward to the most every year because I think, you know, I think that was like 10 years ago when Jeremy, Ian, and Angela kind of had this vision to do an alternative street-type festival where the focus was on, you know, vendors. And that was like the main dish, and everything kind of coalesced around that. And so since then, everyone is kind of, you know, they show up at their best. Yeah. They, you know, they make great stuff. People who do this day in and day out, and they get a chance to share it with the rest of the city. And then when you look around, you ask yourself, my gosh, where do these people come from? Like, this city looks so good. You know, every time I do it, I'm like, man, I can't believe you live here, or, you know, you're passing through, or, you know, there's a convention and you guys are like, what's going on in Milwaukee? And you make new friends every time.
Without a doubt. Fred Gillick is the owner and creator of 414 Milwaukee. So, Fred, give us kind of the baseline. Tell us about the brand itself.
Yeah, of course, man. So the brand is basically to celebrate, you know, all the rich pockets and neighborhoods of the city, and to do it a little bit differently, a little alternatively. So the idea is, you know, because, you know, we're a growing city, we've got a lot of roots, we're diversifying, we're getting stronger every day, is to kind of project this alternative city spirit. And that's like, you know, not to say that we don't, you know, the idea is, how do you build a brand around Milwaukee that's not around beer, cheese, brats, sports, and Harley? You know, that's kind of what we're known for. And those are all great things, and that's part of our past, and it's rich, and it's, you know, it sustains us, you know, but also I think there's a lot more creativity with a lot more people expressing themselves the best way that they know how. And that's changing like daily, and it's changing fast. And so a lot of people identify differently now. And so that's always been the goal with, you know, when you travel wearing 414 stuff, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't know Milwaukee was this cool. And it's like, well, I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about it.
Right. Yeah. It kind of gives you that baseline and selling it at the night market. I always say with the night market, and yeah, we're talking about Northwestern Mutual in the first segment and Harley Davidson Homecoming in the second segment, and how the night market is that perfect intersection of both. You have the 63-year-old CEO walking through an event next to the 13-year-old from the south side of Milwaukee. And you really get that like diversity of community coming together, not for a drinking event, not for a eating event. Yes, you have both of those there, but it's to build community and to see what the city's all about.
Absolutely. And I think they've done that the best. And as it grows, like, you know, I always envision the thing being like five blocks deep, you know, just because it's you know, there's so much to offer and there's so much to share. And so when you have that hub, that place, you actually get time, because you have more time to do it, to talk to people and to find out what their story is and what's going on in their world.
Yeah.
And that's always intriguing to me, because I'm always like, every time I do this, I'm like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest gift I can possibly get, is like, I guess now I know why I continue to do this.
Yeah. I only got about 30 seconds here. I might have you stay on and so I can ask you one more question when we come back from the break. I want to know, just, you know, you've been doing fashion business in Milwaukee for a long time and probably had some fun entrepreneurial challenges through the years, right?
Sure.
But I want to know, like, hey, is Milwaukee becoming a more friendly community for fashion entrepreneurs?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is Milwaukee becoming more of a friendly city for entrepreneurs, and specifically fashion entrepreneurs? You know, I know starting a brand from nothing and scaling it, it's not easy.
No, it's not. And I started this 24 years ago with a sticker from this other brand that I created called Too Much Metal. And I took that basically with no money in my pocket. And it resonated mostly because there was this 80s revival thing going on. And it's like, well, hey, I remember the 80s pretty well. I'm a geezer. And let's do this. And then so it kind of caught some wind, and I took it around the country, around the world, took it to Coachella a couple of times, Lollapalooza. And what I discovered along the way was that a lot of people have this misconceived idea of what Milwaukee was. And so around 2012, I thought, wow, if we're going to do a Milwaukee thing because it's we're kind of on deck, let's do it at least from an original, authentic place about the city that rings true. And so, you know, then it was like, you know, whatever money I scraped from that, I put into this. And, you know, it's like almost like a 24-year overnight success is what it feels like.
All right. Well,
but,
you,
yeah,
and
I mean, there's some
it,
challenge right? in that. And I think, I mean, I stuck to it. And it's like, if you have a vision, you love what you're doing, it's coming from a real place, it's going to resonate. And people see that because of, you know, they see the dedication. And I think a lot of kids are doing that now. And, you know, they get to express themselves differently because it's been shown how, you know, it's like I've demonstrated it. And so they're kind of, they get this courage to express themselves, and then they see it in other places. They go online for inspiration, and then they travel.
Yeah.
And when they travel, they bring what they've learned back, and then they go, well, this is who I am, and this is what I can do. And that really wasn't the case years ago. And I think, you know, the accelerant was probably, you know, the internet and just the availability of people being able to see things and then getting curious and then acting on that curiosity.
Yeah. Well, I always appreciate you representing your hometown well with 414. And, you know, no matter where you're listening from or where you're engaging with this show, wear your area code, wear your hometown with pride. Tomorrow night,
yes.
Fred and his 414 brand and many other vendors will be right here at the Milwaukee Night Market. Fred, thanks for taking time this morning, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, at the corner of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, MLK in Wisconsin.
All right, very good.